listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting through the facilities of People's Internet Radio and being simulcast on shakeandwakeradio.com. I always start my show, folks, by mentioning that we are viewer-supported stations. So if you can throw a few dollars into Katie for either station, I know they would much appreciate it. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, a lot of hours put into bringing these shows forward that we should try and help them out a little bit if you can. So anyways, all that being said, thanks to Steve Roberts for putting up with me again this week. And I have got back with me one of the favorite guys I like talking to. I've been talking with for about 7 years now, and of course we're talking about the Duracell buddy, who's more commonly known as Roger Landry. Welcome to the show, Roger. And like I said before we start today, I just wanted to mention real quick, folks, that China has had record flooding this year, with record rainfalls. And the reports I've seen for the rainfall next week are telling us that they're going to absolutely get deluged. The Three Gorges Dam has had multiple problems over the year. A lot of it isn't being reported to the public, but my thoughts are with the Chinese people right now. They've had to release so much water to the dam here in the last 2 weeks that the flooding downstream has just been catastrophic. But they, at this point, don't have a choice. They have to take the pressure off the dam or the thing will collapse. And then you'll see approximately 400 to 500 million people directly affected. So let's just hope we don't see that happen, but they are having major problems over there. Just wanted to mention that, and guys can take a look at it, and it's kind of scary situation for the Chinese people. Welcome to the show, Roger, and always great to have you back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. And with respect to your opening discussion here, you've also got to consider the amount of time it took to build that and the fact that it has suffered many, many, many accusations of substandard construction, so on and so mm-hmm. forth. Mm-hmm. It's, again, when you say you've got to release water, there's two reasons you release water from behind a dam that big. The first one is that you've reached a flood level on the back end of that dam, and if you don't, it's going to start to spill over the top, okay? And that's actually happened on more than one occasion. The second reason is that you fear, either through cracks or whatever in the foundation, so on and so forth, that there is only so much this dam can take and stay within what could even remotely be considered a safety zone.
Right.
And in order to do that, which they already know the dam suffers from shoddy construction, they already know this. So having to release as much water and as often as they have had to is a direct result of the corruption inherent in a communist system.
I was going to get into all that, but I didn't want to get into too much today, Roger. But yeah, I've been looking at that dam for, like I said, about 7 years of my life now, and I knew all the skips that were made in construction, the substandard procedures that were used to build the dam.
Yep.
And it's right now it's not doing well, folks. So
nope.
I didn't want to spend too much time on it, but it is a very, very volatile situation, and I'm in fear for, like I said, 400 to 500 million Chinese that are in direct path of a major release from a dam that size. So, anyways, I got you. We want to get into the American political situation here today, Roger. So, that's what I really want to get into. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about COVID. But I know I talked to you earlier this week, and you're ready to pull your hair out. I think you've calmed down a little bit in light of some of the things that have come forward here in the last couple of days. Let's get into that. What do you think about the whole situation right now, buddy? And you've got 30 seconds, Roger.
Okay, so we both know that's not going to happen. So why? Back to you.
Just kidding, buddy. Just kidding.
Well, look, anybody who doesn't understand that if you were looking for an exciting time to be alive, you found it. But then how do you define the word exciting? Okay? There are people who are excited who are terrified. There are people who are excited that are happy and hysterical. There are people, and are you catching my drift? Excited doesn't stipulate whether an emotion is positive or negative. Let's talk about exciting times. Let's talk about a government that is absolutely eating itself. Let's talk about what was and still is and definitely could remain, but right now all of this is in play. The biggest, most powerful economically and sociologically nation on the planet is literally eating itself. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. Our laws are not working. We have been told for how many years that Hillary's going to jail? She hasn't been there. And I could give you a list of people who we and all of you in Canada know are absolute crooks and criminals because some of them are on your side of the border.
No.
And how many of them have gone to jail? None. Nobody. Let's stop and think about the Russian hoax that was played against a president for the entire first term. They tried to impeach him. They tried all of this crap. And at the end of it, they had to admit there was no there there. Which means we had 4 years of, don't look behind the curtain. Toto hasn't pulled that one back yet. And this is what it all ends up at. We're in a situation right now where if we don't put Trump back in office, and anybody out there who thinks that I am in love with Trump, you're absolutely wrong. Read the articles I write and listen to the shows I do. I think he's a bore. I think he's an egotist. And I also think he's the best thing that's happened to this country given the situation we're living in. Obama led us straight down the path. Hillary would have locked the door. Nobody would have got out. Hillary was the end game. Trump has told the American people, and listen, because this is absolutely true. He said, they don't want me, they want you, and I'm in the way. And damn it, I want to keep him in the way. I really do. Because if you put Sleepy Joe in there, the one thing everybody listening to this show knows is Sleepy Joe won't be in charge. He doesn't even remember how to put his Pampers on without help. This guy is definitely in the first stages of dementia. I've seen so many doctors spout that out immediately after watching a speech from this guy. Again, who's going to be in charge? Because he won't. You think it's going to be Camilla? I'm sorry, but she won't be in charge either because this is the lady who does everything and anything to get ahead, including in her state being responsible in her position for putting more of her race. Let's talk about ethnicity. She was responsible for putting more black people in jail, in prison, for extended terms for minimum busts, like having less than an ounce of pot or having a couple of joints on them. These guys were going to jail for up to 10 years. Let me explain to you why and why they loved her so much. Not the people. Definitely not her people, okay? Why did they love her so much? Because California has a for-profit prison system. Mm-hmm. What they need is cheap labor that they know is going to be there for a while so they can bank contracts on it. Let's talk about her being in charge. Absolutely not. Nobody's going to want her in charge. She will be the puppet in chief. But let's talk about something that doesn't make any sense to anybody. In a normal election, all of the big corporations would have been backing the Republican. They're all backing Biden. Why? Because this is the end game. You keep hearing the word reset. It's not a joke, but it's not a global reset sociologically. It's not a global reset medically. It's a global reset monetarily. What happened in 2008 almost took the entire globe into a monetary crisis that would have collapsed economies across the entire planet. The Federal Reserve in the United States stepped in and printed between, depending on who you listen to, $21 and $30 trillion to bail corporations out and countries out across the planet. What was the end game? The end game was to take all of the metrics and work it out so that they could put forth a scenario in which case the end result was a monetary reset that left them at the helm where they started. And if anybody out there thinks that COVID-19, okay, and Sleepy Joe beating Trump, who, when everybody went to bed that night, was winning by a landslide, and we could go on and on with that. If you guys think that that's reality, it totally isn't. If you want to talk, and I'm going to give you a chance to say something, Barry, if you want to talk about an exciting time to live in, I ain't even touched on the main points. These are exciting times to live in. Do I think America can heal? Abso-freaking-lutely. Do I think Trump needs to stay in office? Yeah. Do I think he's got a damn good chance? Oh, yeah.
Mm. Is he a player, Roger?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, he's been bailed out twice by the Rothschilds. Give me a break. They're all players. Mm. Anybody who would ever sit in the Oval Office has to be a part of the club.
Yes.
There's no way in hell a stranger is going to walk into the old lobbies. Look what happened to Ross Perot. Exactly. Everybody loved Ross Perot. He couldn't even win the nomination of his own party, and he should have won it hands down. That was stolen from him.
I believe we're looking at the biggest psyop ever played on the human race right now, is what I see, Roger. And I say that for a lot of reasons. Yeah, I say that for a lot of reasons. And, you know, I've seen many times on my shows in the last 3-4 years that I am not a Trump supporter, but I like the things he's done. Now, anybody that looks at what the man's done has got to like what he is doing. If you look at the actual fact, then you got to ask yourself, are we looking at a psyops? Are we looking at controlled opposition? Are we? Are we looking at a situation maybe in the future where this man has the American people literally eating out of his hands? Sometimes in history when that happens, Roger, people have flipped, and they flipped overnight. I'm sitting on the outside, and I'm asking myself all these questions. I just thought I'd put that thought in your brain, and what do you think of that?
I think that this guy is a constitutionalist. I think he's one of the very few people who continually refers to the United States as a republic. If you remember, the others, they kind of like to say that America was a democracy, which is absolutely not true. It's democracies are damn near as bad as communism.
Yes, they are.
So if you stop to consider everything we're looking at, if you stop to consider that this guy is – all right, that's a bigger can of worms than what you're thinking. Let me explain to you. If this is allowed to happen, here's the punchline. There is no reason going forward for any American to vote for a president again, because it will have been proven, two things will have been proven. One, okay, it wasn't our voices, and two, we didn't care enough to step up and do something about it.
Right.
So any election going forward can and will be rigged, and that will be the new norm. Banana Republic America. If Trump is anything. He is an egotist. If Trump is anything, he is an individual who wants to die with a claim to fame. Abso-freaking-lutely. He's in his early to mid-70s, okay? If he can do something for this country that will be remembered, that will be written about, that will go down in history as a pocket moment in American history, he's going to do it. Now, it just so happens that that is exactly what we need. Again, the right guy in the right place at the right time to help save America from what is an absolute coup.
You're absolutely correct about the coup, Roger. If I believe that if Joe Biden is inaugurated as the president of the United States of America, there will never be another election in the United States of America, because 4 years of Democrat rule in the U.S., there will be nothing left of the United States of America, period. But my question, I got a question for you, and it's something that I've been getting information about today, and you're pretty up on stuff like this. Have you heard of raids on the Dominion voting machines offices in Germany and Spain today by American intelligence? Have you heard anything about that today, sir?
What I have heard is there's nothing to confirm it.
Okay. Because that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom. Yeah, I've heard it too, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm just asking you.
If you do, would you please pass some information over to me? But that doesn't mean I can't expound upon the point, because there's already several articles that have been published using statistics to show beyond a shadow of a doubt the states and even the counties – now, hold on a minute – even the counties within the states that were, in fact, influenced by the Dominion machines. Mm-hmm. And it is showing that in one state alone, there's 600,000 votes. I think in another state, there's 400,000 votes. These things are being used in, 28 to 30 states.
Yep.
If you also stop to consider that Nancy Pelosi, not Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein's husband, okay, is a big stockholder in Dominion. If you stop to figure that one of their chief of staffs, these are the Republican ladies, the senators, is now also on the board of directors for Dominion. If you stop to consider the statistic impossibility of hundreds of thousands of votes being switched from Trump to Biden, not a joke, an absolute fact. Now, hold on, here's the kicker. This is what is statistically and absolutely and profoundly impossible. Not one vote for Trump.
Yeah, I saw those stats.
If you've got a glitch, it's Tia Reid names.
Yeah, no, Roger, like I said today, and I know you're experiencing the same thing, I'm just being deluged with information and links and information about affidavits and the amount of people that are coming forward all of a sudden. It's just right off the charts.
What's the path? Because that's what most people need to understand. What is the path? The path right now is the legal system. All right? What we need to do is get to the governors and the mayors and whatever who may be responsible enough to afford a recount. That's the first thing you need to do is to try and get a recount done. All right? If you can't get a recount done, if you're getting no cooperation, then you do what Trump's team has done all over the place. You go to the courts. And you say they need to stop any vote certification until these issues are solved. And what they're showing – and look, guys, we don't just have to take their word for it, even though they're telling the truth. But we don't have to take their word for it. There are several videos on YouTube showing a number for Trump, and then all of a sudden – that number changes and the exact same amount is added to Joe Biden. This has been spotted on two videos on YouTube so far.
Yeah, I know. You know, really, Roger, this isn't about Trump or Biden. This is about rule of law.
No, it isn't.
It's about rule of law.
Well, no, it goes beyond that. What it is about...
But go ahead.
What it is about is we the people. We, depending on what we do here, we either finish the abdication process, something already in process. We either abdicate all that's left of our authority whatsoever over this government and become good little doobies, all right? Or we stand up and say, hold on a second. I can read the Constitution just as well as you can. And it says, I'm your boss. You're my servant. And this is what you're starting to see stir. What you and I have discussed almost a year ago, definitely 6 months ago, was that Americans are usually the laziest people on the planet until you piss them off just enough. Hirohito looked at Yamamoto and said, you need to attack California. You need to invade the United States.
Good luck.
And I got to tell you something. The whole court got dead silent because they knew Yamamoto, what he was thinking. And you don't say no to the emperor. He's a god. But that's exactly what he did. He looked at the emperor and he said, I can't do that, my emperor. He said, because if I do, there will be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. What does that mean? It means that the American people, as individuals, hold more firearms in personal possession than the Chinese and Russian armies combined, just their guns. Okay? I'm not joking. It is estimated between 350 million and 500 million guns are in private hands in the United States alone. Stop and figure. Our population is 350 million. So we've either got a gun for every person in the country, or there's a couple of people out there with a whole hell of a lot of guns. The point being made here is this is a very exciting time in history. The United States is either going to go forward, okay, with Trump in office, in which case he's going to continue to do what he promised to do, which is drain the swamp, because the swamp has made itself visible now. It's not too hard. I mean, it's not too easy to hide when you're pulling the crap you're pulling now. When you're using software to flip votes, did they think nobody was ever going to see that? When you're sending Republican poll workers home, and then one of them standing in the parking lot and out-of-state vehicles pull up with trunks and backloads full of ballots to be counted after the balloting was shut down for the night. And every single one of those ballots was for Biden, which is statistically impossible. Okay? If you stop to consider what's actually been done, we the people need to do something. We need to say something. If we don't, it will be said for us. And once that happens, we no longer have the right to say crap.
Well, considering these machines were used in the Venezuela election and the Cuba elections, they were used in the Canadian elections.
That's what
both are elections. And guess what? Well, listen, you know, Trudeau, there isn't a more hated person anywhere in the world than Justin Trudeau, coast to coast in this country, with the exception of the cities. Roger, and I'll tell you, for him to get back in on this last election, even as a minority, had everybody scratching their heads the next morning. It did.
Yep.
But then these machines, which were made in Canada, are reused in this election. Well, if they find out, I mean, I know they've captured the data off these machines, and that's very critical that they've captured the data, that I believe this is all going to be exposed. And if that's correct, if that's the case, then in Canada here, maybe somebody will take up the reins and go after the Canadian government on the same grounds once we prove these guys are crooked to the core. Like I said, Roger, you know, I'm going to get back to the beginning of the show, what I said about Trump. You know, he's doing all these good things, but I have to sit on outside because I keep coming back this gnawing thought in my head that there's just a giant charade being played on people. So, you know, I'm not a Trump fan by any shape or form. I like what the guy's done for America. Right now, he's the only thing you're correct between standing between communist takeover of our society and a possibility going forward is a free world. But no. is it a psyops?
No,
I have to keep coming back there. But go ahead.
First off, it's not a communist takeover at all. Communism is being used as a ruse. It's being used as one of those curtains that needs to be pulled back by Toto so we can see what's behind it. It's not communism, and it's not socialism. It's corporatism. And corporatism is one step above totalitarianism, because corporatism is basically we all rely on a few very powerful corporations that sit up at the top to make sure that we can live comfortably, to make sure that we have food, to make sure that we have whatever we need. Now, if all you out there thinking that what I just said doesn't make any sense at all, let me explain what's happening to you right now. Okay, they're locking down all these states all over again because of the lies coming out. But let me ask you a question. Who gets hurt most by the lockdowns? It's not so much the individual, although a lot of individuals will commit suicide, will get onto heavy drugs, so on and so forth. But it's those small business owners. Those small and medium-sized business owners cannot take months at a time with no income. Who's paying the rent on that store? Who's paying, and I could go on and on. The businesses going down are not the big ones you see on the stock market each day when you look at it. Those aren't them. Those are the big ones, okay? The ones that make America work, the medium and small-sized businesses are being destroyed, and there's another wave coming if the Democrats get their way. Now, what has this got to do with the corporatocracy? Once all the small businesses are gone, once all the medium-sized businesses are gone, then you must go to the local Walmart, which provides everything. You'll have a one-stop shop for all of your medical, a one-stop shop for all of your food and your household needs, a one-stop shop for, and they're also in the process right now, they've already discussed it several times, going to a digital dollar. So now you have a few large corporations sitting up at the top. You're down at the bottom. Anything that comes to you has to come through them. And now, freedom, free. That's what freedom is at that point. And that's what a corporatocracy is. That's exactly what a corporatocracy is. And that's exactly where we're headed. And that's exactly why you've got all of these big, big corporations supporting Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Not because of communism, not because of socialism, because of a corporatocracy. And about Trump, let me finish this up with that, because I totally agree with what you said. This guy grew up in that world. He lives in that world. He's been bailed out by the king of that world, the Rothschilds. Mm-hmm. For anybody to believe that Trump is not owing something, if you're empire is about to crash and somebody steps in to bail you out like the Rothschilds did, would you believe that he owes them nothing? Would you believe that he doesn't feel that he owes them something? Would you believe that? So no, I don't ever use the word innocent when I say Trump. What I say when I say Trump is right now, he's the person of all the people we can see who needs to be exactly where he's at, because this is an egotist's job. And this is somebody who really wants to be admired and looked up to. So what's he going to do? He's not going to please. He's kicked Big Pharma in the sack already. How did he do that? Hydroxychloroquine. He's kicked the military-industrial complex in the sack already. How do you do that? Let's get out of all of these wars we're in the Middle East. He's kicked the Federal Reserve in the sack already by saying, if you step out of line again, there is a way to get around you. This guy has poked them all in the eye. It's not because he is the most patriotic person on the planet, although I do believe that does factor in there. It's because he's got the biggest freaking ego on the planet, and he's in a position to feed it. And I personally would like to sit right there filling his plate up every time it looks like it's getting empty.
Interesting thoughts, Roger.
You asked.
Excuse me. You choked me here. I was having a little puff off my vape pen here. It's not cannabis, guys. It's not cannabis. I'm still, I quit smoking here about a year ago, and I'm still using these vape things. So if you happen to be puffing on that and trying to talk or take a breath at the same time, it makes you talk. So that was legal, guys. There was nothing illegal about my little cough there. That was quite a mouthful, Roger. But
That's only the warm-up.
Go ahead, because, like, you know, I've been looking at this from a lot of different angles in the last 3-4 weeks here, and, you know, I've come up with lots of different ideas and lots of different scenarios, but the bottom line is that these guys control the money. These maniacs that are trying to bring in a one-world government, they control the money. And when they really want to bring us down, Roger, I keep saying this, I think all they have to do is collapse the dollar, because society will be put into a situation, like you said, that digital will be brought into society as the new way to do business. You don't have a choice in the matter. You're not going to be able to go to the store. You're not going to be able to function. And, of course, corporaticity and communism, I kind of thought they were the same thing. But what you said about corporaticity, I absolutely agree, Roger, because that's what we see going on. In British Columbia here, we've lost 24,000 small businesses now that aren't going to reopen since March 13th of this year. But you know what? Walmart hasn't shut down one day. Canadian Tire, Save-On Foods, none of the big corporate giants have shut down for one day. But man, all the small businesses that have worked all their lives to build something for themselves have been forced to shut down. And like I said, 24,000 aren't going to open again. So what do we call that, Roger? We call that culling the herd. Go ahead.
I would tell you that, again, all we need to do is – these people are so arrogant, they telegraph whatever they're going to do. They do. Now, when you say, oh, come on, Roger, it's not that blatant, but actually it is. When they pay a couple of million dollars, because it must have cost at least that, to put up a granite monument, okay, a granite monument, yeah, the Georgia Guidestones. And one of the key phrases that stands out in my mind, and I will never forget it, okay, and I'll paraphrase it, is keep the global population under 500 million in tune with nature. There's 7.7 billion of us. So 7.2 billion of us have to go somewhere. Where are we going to go? It's not like they're going to step up and start to kill people off. It isn't. And if you take a look at the scare factor of COVID-19 or, you know, basically the coronavirus, this year's flu, which is all it was, if you take a look at the killing factor of this thing, it's minimal. It really is. But it can be used as an excuse for so many things. It really can. Like, if you're a governor in New York and you don't want to be paying all of that extra money for these people that are retired and hurting and so on and so forth, so you ship them all off to, during the COVID-19 pandemic, you ship them all off to senior folks' homes. Mm-hmm. And you have a wave of death. And it's very, very sad. But, gee, how much money did New York City save or New York State? No. I'm not trying to be really crass. I'm giving you steps of reality, okay? We're looking at known, absolutely known. There are over 100 whistleblowers that have already stepped forward all across the United States to talk to the U.S. government about election fraud they personally witnessed. I think as far as the poll watchers, the Republicans who weren't allowed to see what was going on the polls, somebody said to me, and I don't trust this number, but I'm going to say what was told to me, is about 1,000 of them willing to step up and say they saw. Then, just stop and think about what I'm saying, okay? What we're looking at is the stealing of an election. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything but money. If Trump would have gone along with what these gentlemen or these ladies had decided to do with the entire planet, then what we would have seen would have been a whole hell of a lot less, I don't know, in your face, a whole hell of a lot less destructive, a whole hell of, but he wasn't, and he couldn't, and he didn't. Now, I said something on your show probably 4 to 5 months ago, and I'm going to reiterate that right now because all of this builds to that. This is a civil war, but it's not a civil war between us and them. It's a civil war between them and them. There's a power struggle going on at the top, and Trump is on one side, and the Soros of the world are on the other side. What we are seeing playing out across the globe is a struggle whereby we are the overused and abused pawns. The biggest fallout from this has to be. They have no choice in this. It doesn't matter which side of the civil war they're on in this elitist cast. They both agree that by the end of this, we need to see a global reset. The global reset has to work to the point where everybody's pretty much locked down into their homes. Some people can work from their homes. Other people need to live off of the state. And as we go deeper and deeper, we're going to find out that there's fewer and fewer big companies at the top anymore. Everybody else has been bought out or has been forced out of business by a fake pandemic. Again, if you think any of this is not connected, and I won't apologize for this, you're an idiot. Every one of these big issues affecting your life today, whether it's a virus, whether it's political, whether it's economic, it doesn't matter. It's all part of this scenario. It's happening now. When we were kids, we talked about, what happens if the world actually does get like 1984? Hello? Is everybody listening? Who out there has read the book? Put your hand up. Never mind. Just kidding. The point here is this was described to us in so much detail, it's insane. And we're seeing it. We're seeing the propaganda that is ruling our lives. We're seeing the programmed ignorance across America, across Canada, where so many people actually believe what they're being told. Even as their lives are being destroyed around them, they're still fawning over the government going, oh, I know you'd never do anything to hurt me or my country. Bull crap.
Well, you know, a lot of them won't accept it till they're at the door knocking, Roger. We know that. We know that.
Yeah.
It just shows you the power of mind control, shows you the power of media, shows you the results of the indoctrination that society has been exposed to over the last 30, 40, 50 years, where we've really seen it ramp up. I mean, these agendas have been going on for a long time, but the last 30, 40 years, we've really seen them accelerate. And of course, 9/11 was a trigger point. That was all in their agenda, all in the plan. Everything that we see right now, it's crazy because everything we see right now was thought about 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago in think tanks by psychopaths. And here we are today. Everything they figured would happen has manifested itself. Society is in a lot of trouble. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with our health, Roger. Because if your health is not there, your brain isn't functioning properly. And we are very sick people. And I know that's something that you talk about a lot and I talk about a lot, but it's all part of the parcel. It's all part of a giant puzzle being put together in front of our eyes. Hey, that's a good name. That would be a good name for a show, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You think 9/11 was a key point?
Well, it was a trigger point. It was a really acceleration of a stripping of our freedoms, wouldn't you say?
Let me tell you why you are exactly right. Okay, 9/11 had to happen. It had to, for two reasons. One, it had to be proven that the United States was not invulnerable. And two, it had to afford emergency, which would later be pretty much used and abused over a far longer period of time, powers to despotic leaders, George Bush, who would then use that, as you stated, to whittle away at our rights and freedoms. If you stop to consider what 9/11 actually did to this country, 9/11 was the biggest dent in our armor in over 100 years. And the thing of it is, it was sold so well to the public that overwhelmingly people thought this was a great thing. They did. And those restrictions to this day have been passed and repassed and repassed and repassed. Mm-hmm. And when did this happen? 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. Tell me how good politicians are. Tell me how good. Tell me how much better Republicans are than Democrats. You notice I haven't discussed one single word about local races or state races. I have not discussed the Senate. I have not discussed the House of Representatives. I could have discussed all of these things, and they all do have an important role to play. My point here is the only person I care about right now is the person who's steering this absolutely crippled ship. And this guy is not a politician. In no way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, if he wanted to call himself a politician, every politician in the planet would jump up and say, he's lying. What have I got wrong there, Barry?
Oh, you're correct, Roger. You know, it's funny we find ourselves in this situation, Roger, but, you know, we talked about this and talked about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years, people, you know, were calling me crazy, but now those people are coming to me and asking me what's going to happen next.
5 to 6.
I see it all the time. I'm getting it all the time right now. So we are seeing people wake up, but boy, we are really up against it right now when you look at the power these people possess and what Trump is up against. And like I said, Roger, I think Trump's role right now is just to maybe delay the inevitable, but I believe a point will come where maybe some draconian measures will be put forward that people weren't prepared for in any shape or form. And I'm going to leave it at that right now. you got to look at history, Roger. You got to look at history, you know.
Okay. You're not trying to convince me of anything I don't already believe, but I also know there's only 4 years left. Okay, he can only stay in office another 4 years. And if after the fact he decides to make himself a dictator, about 90% of those 72 million people that voted for him are going to give him the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to work. No, I don't think Trump is going to do that. I do not think so. But I do think that it is inevitable unless we can move forward rapidly and in big strides, which technology would help us to do and is helping us to do. If we don't do that, it will be within the next 10 years. Had Hillary won, it would already be over. If Joe wins by 2004, which Trump has promised he'll run again if he gets booted here, he'll run in 2024. But by 2024, if Joe's in, this country will basically be a third world country. We will literally be a banana republic. There will be so much poverty and, I don't know, despair in this country that it will make the Great Depression look like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But let's finish it off with this, okay? As far as the legal routes go, there's absolute proof of vote fraud. That's not a joke. And there's thousands of people, if not hundreds of people, depending on the discussion, stepping forward willing to be whistleblowers. So these things will get to the court. Okay? The Supreme Court right now is seriously stacked for Trump. It is.
Yes,
and
it
was not a mechanism of foul. It was all done legally and above board. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he will win in the Supreme Court, but let's say it gets tied up even further there. Once it passes a certain point, there's only one thing left to do. One thing. And that is you throw it to the House of Representatives. Now, listen, everybody. It's your 12th Amendment. It gets thrown to the House of Representatives. There are 50 states. Each one gets one vote. It doesn't matter if California has 100 times more people than Arizona. It doesn't matter. They both get one vote. There are 19 blue states and 31 red states. If it goes to the court, Trump wins. If it goes to the Congress, Trump wins. It's just not all going to happen tomorrow.
Will this stop the inauguration of Joe Biden, these legal proceedings?
It definitely could.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Trump's team, and it's not Trump doing this, if Trump's team is successful at putting a stop at vote certification, then that, in fact, puts a stop to anybody being
right.
anointed.
Right, of course. That's because the vote would be classified as illegitimate. And if that happens, like you said, it'll go to the House, correct?
He's being called the president-elect at this point, which is an absolute lie. Again, but the media is calling him that. They're
right.
saying he's won. But what they're totally missing, which is intentional, is the fact that, one, everything is stacked against them right now for them, and two, Joe Biden, here's another one, people, listen to this real close. Joe Biden is not qualified to hold the office of U.S. president. He is right now, okay, involved in legal matters where he's being sued by the Ukraine government for corruption, him and his son. There is absolute proof that there was pay for play with China. They have the emails, and for all of you saying, no, they don't, yes, they do. Why isn't anybody out there, and I can guarantee you Trump will eventually slam this right down on the counter, why isn't anybody saying Mr. Biden is not qualified by law? Not only that, here's the biggest kicker, and yeah, I brought some prizes for you, all kinds of surprises, okay? If corruption can be proven, listen to me, by the Constitution, then the automatic winner is the individual or party to whom the corruption was against. This is by the Constitution.
I didn't know that, Roger. I didn't know that.
That's why I said it against the Supreme Court. Oh, my God.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Roger. Didn't the Ukraine actually issue a warrant for Joe Biden? Because that came across this week, and I didn't look into it fully. But
I don't know if a warrant was issued. I was told that the Shemenko? I can't even remember his actual name.
Right.
He
right.
basically stated that there would probably be a warrant issued for both Joe and Hunter.
Yeah, well, that's the link that I read, so I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
Boy, if that was to happen, Joe's going to have a hard time being president if he's locked up in the Ukraine.
Because right now, okay, election fraud can be proved. It doesn't matter if it turns enough votes for Trump to win. Because in order to really find out, they would have to go through every single state, every single county. And I don't know, but there's a petition that's got about 3 million signatures on it already at change.org that is set to go to the Supreme Court demanding either a do-over, which means a total revote or a total recount. And to tell you the truth, I think that that is something that should be pursued in conjunction with Enrico, one of our contributors, wrote an article, put it on the Liberty Beacon, that basically says Trump needs to go and pull the machines, especially in the most affected areas, but mm-hmm. pull some in other areas as well, take them apart and have the best hackers working for the U.S. government go through them and figure out exactly how this glitch is happening. And I have a feeling that's already happening. They're just not telegraphing it yet.
I think he's put out a fair bit of rope here, and enough for them to probably hang themselves, Roger. That's what I see.
Hell yeah, and they're so stupid.
They're walking right into this. I mean, these guys think they're beyond the law. They do. They just think that the law doesn't apply to them because, to what I'm seeing, I mean, these people have to be pretty stupid to think that they're going to get away with this in this age of technology. I mean, Trump isn't a stupid guy. Like him or not, he's not a stupid guy. He was fully aware of this attempt at a steal, I believe, weeks before this election was held. I knew that he knew they were going to do this, and he put out the rope, and they walk right into this trap. That's what I see, my friend.
Did you know a while back, I've got an article on this, too. Do you know a while back he put out an executive order for researching the possibility of and in case of a stolen election? There is an actual Trump executive order out there. So was he shocked? No. Was he surprised? No. Was he pretty much prepared? How many did I tell you were ready to do whistleblowing? How many did I tell you were ready to turn the Republican poll watchers? How many? Do you think this all happened this quickly because they just started hodgepodge throwing things together? No. He knew this. He called this 2 years ago because of what happened in 2016. Doesn't anybody remember? Because there weren't enough votes to literally make a difference, they let all the cheating go. The massive voter cheating that was done in Michigan, the massive voter cheating that was done in Ohio and Pennsylvania in 2016, just like now, only they didn't have enough and they didn't do it quite right enough. And they didn't win. But this kind of stuff isn't brand new. And if you're allowing it to happen and nobody's going to jail, Barry, is Hillary in jail? Barry.
Barry's here. Man. Barry's here. I'm still here. Pretty soon they'll put us in jail, though.
Yeah. No, she's not in jail. And she's probably not going to be in jail. And, of course, you know, the guy who used to run the FBI, is he in jail? Nope. Okay, how many crimes did he commit? And I could go on and on. Obama. How many crimes did Obama, and we know it for a fact now, commit? And we could go on. These people, as you said, are not afraid of repercussions.
Exactly.
And what we need to do is break the pattern, which is another thing I pretty much started this show off by saying. We need to do things different. We need to step up and say, all right, we're done with you telling us what to do. It's time for you to start listening to your bosses again. And we are their bosses. And it's been far, far too long since they had any realization at all that we were even aware of what was going on. And the awareness with Americans especially only comes when we've been kicked so many times that it actually pisses us off. And at that point, we become very dangerous. And I'm telling you right now, we've been kicked one too many times.
Well, the grasshoppers sure don't want the ants to wake up, Roger, but the ants are waking up. And I think when when the realization really sets in with the American people that they were totally that the Democrats were outright trying to steal this election.
Happening.
That's happening right now. But a lot of them are still kind of sitting back. But you can see with the amount of people that showed up in Washington yesterday that the American people are a little bit keyed off.
There were actually gatherings all over the place yesterday.
Yeah, there was in Atlanta, and I saw the headlinks going to all of them yesterday. Regardless, of course, we saw it on CNN and ABC and NBC. They had reporters down there, and they were talking to people in the crowds, weren't they?
Well, hey, look, the only bad thing about that is that shows how many people haven't woken up yet, because if everybody was awake and they wanted to walk down through there, they probably wouldn't be very comfortable.
No, that was quite a crowd.
Yeah, but even CNN.
None of it was covered on CNN or ABC or NBC. You think they'd be? Well, we know they're not going to, Roger. But the American people should be phoning those offices today and said, "Hey, look, there was a million people in Washington yesterday, and it wasn't on your news feed. How come?" Well, then we know what's happening at Fox right now. They're plummeting right down through the ground. So it should be.
Do you know who has seen between a 500 and 600% increase in their traffic?
The name of the network I don't have on the tip of my tongue, but yeah, I know who you're talking about, Roger. Go ahead. The name is News. Go ahead.
The Liberty Beacon.
Oh, the Liberty Beacon.
Yeah,
I've heard of that one too, Roger.
You're talking about Newsmax. They're doing
that's
great.
It. Newsmax has had.
They're doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. I watched them the other day.
OAN was doing all right, but sometimes at OAN, they flop around a little bit too. One American.
Rebel Media here in Canada has seen a tremendous upsurge in people in the last 2 months.
Well, look, I got to tell you, after 11, almost 12 years of doing this and 10 years of having the Liberty Beacon Project up and running, I have so many people who have literally just kind of faded from my life very gently over time because they just couldn't put up with that tinfoil hat stuff I was espousing to. If you knew how many of them have knocked on my door lately, metaphorically speaking, and said, can we have a talk? It seems like you were saying this stuff 5 or 6 years ago or 7 years ago, and man, if it ain't happening, just like you said. Yeah, I do understand. I do. We've got almost have credibility now. Imagine that.
Well, everybody that I know that's involved in alternatives experience the same thing, that people are starting to approach them, that have been calling conspiracy nuts for years. They're these same people all of a sudden are opening up and asking questions. And so
they
should be.
They can call me a nut all they want. Just leave the word conspiracy off. I am a nut.
We got a couple minutes left here. I know you've been watching the censorship on YouTube and Facebook, Roger. It's right off the charts. I'm about to take all my stuff off Facebook. I might leave the account open, but I won't be doing anything on Facebook going forward here pretty quick. I'm moving to another alternative, and I know a lot of people are. In Canada here, they just took down Frank Vaughn. Now, Frank has 15,000 subscribers, did nothing wrong, but they took him down for a video that he put out in January of this year, and he got a warning about it. But this is why they took him down now for 2 months, because of a video he put up in January. That was their explanation to him. All the conservative voices in Canada, some of the biggest names in Canada, the amazing Paulie, Dan Dix, Mark Friesen's now been banned. They're all getting crushed by media techs right now.
We might have a sandbox for you to play in real soon. We'll see.
Well, we need a sandbox here pretty quick, Roger, because the other ones are really, there's just too many dogs in those sandboxes, and they're really starting to smell like dog poop, and I'm getting out of them. I'm getting out of them. So we're down. Listen, we've got a minute here left, Roger. Really quick, share with people where you're at and where they can find them. We're going to have to let you go again, buddy, but we'll do it again real soon. You know we will.
It's always a pleasure, Barry. It's thelibertybeacon.com. You go there, and up at the top, there's a banner. Click on that banner. It'll take you to a page where you have access to all of the websites, the one in England, the one in Paris, France, the one in – yeah, this is actually a global network. And we love people who get educated. Come and visit us. And thanks again, Barry.
Always good to have you on, Roger. And we'll have, like I said, back maybe in a couple, 3 weeks. I need to take a break here, folks, for a couple of minutes. I got Ron Stevens coming in, and he's got lots to say today, so – hang in there. We'll be back in a couple minutes.